That's a major revamp legislation that the governor is signing today. And what it does is help protect Marylanders from charities that are really bogus. Marylanders are very generous people, giving over $1.5 billion a year. But unfortunately, there are some charities that are scams, and we just did not have adequate enforcement and regulation of them. And with this legislation, we will, supported by the Secretary of State's office, the Attorney General's office, and most importantly, by Maryland nonprofits, because when people get burned giving money, they tend not to give again. And so this regulates the bad charities and supports the legitimate ones to whom we should be giving money because they do good work.
Specifically, what does this do?
Specifically, what it does is it connects the Secretary of State's office with the Attorney General's office. The Secretary of State's is where charities register, and it connects them in such a way that the Attorney General can regulate charities. It creates a computerized program so that if there's bad finances within a charity, they can be recognized more easily, and it creates a work group to continue to monitor this process, because we want people to, when they know, and when Marylanders donate money to a cause, we want them to be as reasonably sure as possible that's going to the cause that they're giving to. But these scam charities, they have sometimes really nice sounding names and very impressive websites, and they sound like they're good things, but they're not. In some cases, 99% of the money does not go to the designated cause, but actually goes to the solicitors and the owners of the charity, and that's terrible. So this is an important bill. It's a major restructuring of that whole issue. It's a dense and complicated subject, but it's really important because we're generous people and we should be giving to good causes that do worthwhile work.
Let me briefly move to another subject. It's been a month since session ended. The expanded medical marijuana bill passed. Where do things stand towards implementing that new system?
I'm very pleased, of course, that the extended marijuana bill, medical marijuana bill, passed. The Medical Marijuana Commission is meeting on a regular basis. Technically, the bill doesn't go into effect until June 1st, but they are meeting on a regular basis. Discussions are underway as to the best ways to implement the program. Stakeholders from across the spectrum are providing input, and I think it'll be a robust process in order to get marijuana to patients under our very legitimate and regulated circumstances as quickly as possible, because people are suffering today and we need to relieve that suffering.
And you're expecting this, we talked about this during the session, you were expecting it to take about a year, year and a half to implement. Is that still the timetable?
There's no way I can predict that at this time. The regulations, the timetable is the regulations are due September 15th. And we'll know more after that. But along with many other people pushing the regulatory process along, the commission's doing its work, and hopefully they'll come up with a sound product that'll allow this to go forward. I'm also, as the only physician in the General Assembly, working with the State Medical Society. We've already had one, and there will be more education programs for physicians so they know how to use marijuana, just the way we learn how to use any new drug or new medication, new procedure.
Sure.
Being a doctor is a continuing learning experience, but we're going to have formal programs for physicians so they know how to use this properly.
I'm going to let you get inside. Thanks a lot.